Can you imagine waking up to the news that the Departments of Energy, Agriculture, along with seven other cabinet departments, had all suddenly shut down? That's exactly what happened in Argentina this week. The country is desperately trying to balance its books. The BBC's Daniel Gallis joins us from Buenos Aires. What is going on in Argentina, Daniel?
Well, Argentina is a country that basically has been spending too much money for too long, so now it's having to drastically cut on everything that it can. This week, we heard the announcement of all these ministries shutting down. Some of them are not really effectively shutting down. They're just going to be, you know, transferred into other ministries and transformed into secretaries or smaller departments. But it's still all about slashing spending. The government has been doing this for quite some time. The government used to subsidize electricity bills, gas bills for the population. Even football broadcasting was subsidized by the government, and that's been all drastically cut. It's all in an attempt to show that Argentina will come up with the money that it needs to pay off its debts.
So what kinds of savings will the government get for slashing the number of government departments basically in half?
It's not very clear yet because they haven't really mapped out how much money they'll get from each department, but it's all part of comprehensive reforms that they announced this week. And it's not just about cutting spending, but also increasing taxes. Argentina is hoping to balance its budget by next year, and that's all to show international investors that Argentina is serious. There is still hope that they can settle this now because they have a pro-market government that's doing all the reforms that the international bankers want Argentina to do. So there's a lot of people still trying to save Argentina's economy before we get to that stage of a default. It's more a question of whether it will work or not now.
Won't this move to shut down these ministries have a knock-on effect on the services, though, for the public?
Yes, definitely. It's going to affect the lives of Argentinians, and it has been affecting for some time already. We've seen that, especially in the health and education departments, basically teachers, doctors, they all need salaries, and these wages haven't been going up for some time. Because of all of this, Argentina is now expected to enter recession later this year.
In the meantime, Argentina is counting on a $50 billion bailout from the IMF.
Well, that money is already secured. But now what Argentina wants is for the IMF to actually quicken the payments of this $50 billion loan package because it is having a pretty serious liquidity problem. There's more money going out of Argentina than coming in, and the peso has been losing a lot of value very quickly. The peso is today worth about 50% of what it was in January.
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of get the feeling that Argentina seems to face a crisis like this every 20 years or so. I mean, I think back to 98, to 2002 and the crisis then in Argentina. Am I wrong?
No, that's exactly right. And it's curious to talk to people in the streets of Buenos Aires because you get a sense that had this been happening anywhere else in the world, I think most people would be quite alarmed and, you know, taking drastic measures. But Argentinians have been through every single problem you can have in an economic textbook. So they're pretty calm through all of this. Many of them have made their savings, they've made their alternative plans. It seems like Argentinians are ready for just any catastrophe that can happen.
Argentina is not the only emerging market either to be facing fiscal and larger economic problems. Like, what does Argentina have in common with Turkey, for example?
Both Turkey and Argentina have problems of high inflation. The difference is, though, that Turkey isn't really meddling with its interest rates, which is what people say that is the best way usually to tackle inflation problems. Argentina, on the other hand, raised its interest rates to 60%, which is almost madness, especially for, you know, someone in the U.S.
Sorry,
who's not
60,
used to
60.
Seeing interest rates. 6-0, exactly.
Wow.
It started by raising to 45% in May, and that didn't work. So just in the past 2 weeks, it raised to 60%.
So how worried are analysts about these local crises, like what's happening in Argentina, escalating into a global economic crisis like we saw 10 years ago?
Well, it seems more like a problem that is contained within Argentina. Argentina has been a very closed economy for the past decade. It hasn't been as much as a big player as it used to be in the past. And investors already took a lot of their money out of Argentina in the previous years. But there is this risk of contagion for the emerging markets. Right now, Brazil, Turkey that you mentioned, and Argentina are all not doing very well. So there's always this perception that countries like Argentina, when they fail, when they default, they sort of turn all other countries into risky assets as well.
That's the BBC South America business correspondent, Daniel Gallas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.